All right, good. Finally had the weather chase us out. I wanted to stay, but when those sirens go off and they say lightning, the players know they go. I try to get them to stay, but they look at me like, Coach, we ain't staying out here. So that was the end of training camp for our guys. Tonight we will finish up our good meetings, and the guys will get out of here. And tomorrow's their day off, and we'll come back Saturday and Sunday and get ourselves ready for Monday night. And we got a big game Monday night. I think the team is really competitive on both sides of the ball. I think it's a group that will get after you. I think we're physically better than where we were a year ago. I think we're more mentally tougher. I think we're stronger. And again, that credit goes to our weight coaches, Adam and his group. And again, I think it's a better roster. We still have some questions to solve, obviously the quarterback situation, and we'll get that finalized as we go. And we're playing guys in some positions still to find out how they fit, where they fit. But for the most part, I think we have a good idea who we are defensively, who we are offensively, and who we are on special teams. Now it's just fine-tuning some things over the next 3 weeks, through these next three preseason games to get ready for the season.
Did you learn something other than what you just said that you did not know about these guys before camp started?
Well, I think, when you have a new staff and you have some different players offensively, defensively, and special teams, it's just how fast can they come together? How fast can those guys find chemistry with each other, whether it be in the locker room, as a team, all those different things. And I think that happened pretty quickly. And I give a lot of that credit to our staff. I think from Greg on defense and the rest of the defensive staff, and obviously Al Saunders on offense and the rest of the offensive staff and Coach Taylor, I think they've all did a good job. But at the same time, we know this is just the start of it. There's going to be some huge games coming up in our future, and we just got to keep getting this team better.
Hugh, does getting that first win out of the way, we know how important that was symbolically, if mm-hmm. else, allow you to treat this more like an evaluation process now?
We will, but at the same time, we want to win, too. I just think I the way I'm built.
It's still there.
It's still there, and it's not because of last year. It's just that's the way it is. There's a score being kept. And if there is, you want to win, But at the same time, we're also going to evaluate our team because there's going to be some hard decisions that we have to make, and we have to do that as well. But we're going out there to play to win. There's no question about that.
Danny Shelton not out there today. What's
right.
up with Danny?
Danny will be knee. He'll be week to week. He has a knee and nothing that I think is, again, like the other guys, nothing I think that's way over the top. But he'll be week to week, and we'll get Danny back as soon as we can.
Other than the quarterbacks, what are the biggest questions you still have as camp ends?
Well, I think still when you look at our young receiver group, we have to step up there. That's only obvious. We still have a really young tight end group. I feel really good about the offensive line. I only say young because those plays need to be made in games, in big games that are meaningful. When you look at our secondary depth, it's something that we got to continue to work through and look at. I feel good everywhere else. I think there's some answers. Obviously, we got some guys that are down right now, but we'll get those guys back. I anticipate getting them back sooner than later. So I think we're on the right path. We're on the right track. Now it's about continuing to put it together. If we can have some luck and stay healthy, I think there's some good things ahead for this group.
Coach, what will you miss most with the fans not here anymore?
Well, they brought the juice every day. We really appreciate them coming and being out here. And again, I think our organization did a great job. The experience, I think the environment that was created for our fans was outstanding. Having those stands out there, I'm sure our fans appreciated it, but it was good. And we will miss them and look forward to having them back here next year.
You mentioned you'd like to have the quarterback situation resolved for game three. Could any other battles require that urgency, like I'm thinking kicker?
Obviously, I think the kicker situation is something we got to work through. I think the pecking order, as far as wide receivers is concerned, how that's going to unfold, who's going to catch those balls and get those balls. I think those things will be answered as we go over the next 3 weeks. So I think we'll be pretty well set by the time we hit the regular season. But obviously, the quarterback situation is the biggest piece of it all.
When you have Antonio out for a little bit, I know you're optimistic, but how valuable is it to have
Mm-hmm.
be able to step in, just the depth of
Absolutely. I mean, he's somebody I trust, somebody I know. He knows how to play. Did a lot of great things for us last year before he got injured at center and guard. So, I mean, he's a guy that he's a plug-and-play guy. He knows to walk in there and play. And Marcus Martin's done a great job, too. He's had a really good camp. So I'm looking forward to watching some other guys play as well. I don't want anybody injured. But at the same time, it's an area where we had some depth. So we'll have some guys that go out there and battle.
How about Matthew Days? What kind of camp has he had, and what are you looking forward to this game?
He's flashed. You know, he's flashed every day. I think he's really competitive. I think he's further along than even I thought he would be. He makes plays in the running game. He makes plays in the passing game. He's not afraid to pass protect. So here's a young man that demonstrates three-down ability. So I'm looking forward to, again, watching all these young guys play this Monday night.
In terms of attitude and approach from the get-go, is there anything more you could have asked for from Garrett and Kaiser?
No. I mean, I think Miles walked in here with the right mindset. You know, he was going to earn the right to show his teammates, his coaching staff, that he was who he was, and he's done that every day. I still think there's another level for him to get to. I think he's talented. I think he's still learning the National Football League game and just the grind of it all. It's going to be different for him, but I think he has some good mentors over there on defense and good coaches who will get him through it. Deshaun has done a good job of just walking in here, being very humble, and just working through this process, you know, with myself and Coach Lee and the rest of the quarterbacks. He's done a good job, but again, he's got to keep growing. I'll keep saying this to you guys, it's the raising of a quarterback. I don't think you do things too soon. I think he has to earn the right if he can, and if he can't, that's okay. We're just going to keep pushing him and keep putting him in the right environment to keep getting him to where he needs to be. But he's talented. I think we all know that. And it still is how fast can he grasp all of this and handle it and be able to perform at a high level.
Have you been around situations, not when you were the head coach here, but when quarterbacks were forced before they were ready and that was a detriment to them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if a guy's not ready, I think it's hard to put a young man out there. Because of so many different reasons. I mean, this is the National Football League. It's the best of the best. And these quarterbacks only have so many hits in their bodies, you know. And if you put those guys out there and they start getting sacked and hit early in the year and not sure how to do things correctly, then I don't think that helps them. So I would never do that to a quarterback. I wouldn't do that to any player on our football team. I think you have to make sure a guy is ready and can handle the pressure of playing at that level.
Good. If you John Wooten said today that he thought that Shannon Sharp owed you an apology for her remarks the other day. I just did Shannon reach out to you at all, and what did you think of his criticism?
I came prepared, okay? So I'm going to read this so I can get this out of the way, and I'm not going to comment on what Shannon said because Shannon has the right to say whatever he wants to, and I appreciate what John said, but I'm going to pull this out. I've been carrying this for about 2 days. So I knew if this question came, I wanted to make sure I said it right because I don't want to be misquoted ever again in any way, shape, or form. So let me go here. I'd like to share a couple of thoughts on my recent post-practice comments when I was asked about how I feel about the Browns players protesting during the national anthem. First off, our players know that I have great appreciation for every single one of them. I respect and support their right for peaceful protests, a right afforded to every American. We've always made it clear to our players that they should embrace the platform they have as an NFL player to improve our community and use their platform in a positive, thoughtful, respectful manner. Our team, along with every other team in the NFL and every other sport at every level, should reflect what is good about America. Our diversity, our race, gender, sexual orientation, ethnicity, religion, as well as equal opportunity. There are issues in our country right now that are far bigger than football, and I understand that and respect that as well. The issues do impact our players and will compel them to react in many different ways. My personal feelings is that over the last season, we've seen players come under unfair scrutiny for protesting during the anthem, mainly because the focus has become on whether or not a player is being disrespectful to the flag or military, and not on the issue and cause attempting to be addressed by the protests. The intent of my comments was not to discourage individual expression from our players in light of a cause that moves them to personal expression. I'm disheartened that I gave anyone that impression because I did not speak with enough clarity. However, my words did reflect my concern that I would express to any player about protesting during the anthem. There are many effective ways athletes can utilize their platform if they so desire. But I would respect any individual decision, as ultimately it would be the player's choice after much thoughtful dialogue. As an American, I am the belief that our unique strength and diversity of our nation as an NFL head coach, I strive to have this same belief reflected in how I lead and value every player on our football team, as well as every individual within our organization. My actions will continue to mirror those beliefs, both personally and professionally, in a manner that serves to better us people in this country. And that being said, again, like I said, I think some things were kind of taken the wrong way. But at the same time, I get everybody has an opinion. But my players know how I feel and how I react and how I respond to what they're trying to accomplish. Thank you.